Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I'm going to just quote MZ on Twitter at ZSmith90217, who said, Rich, why do the press conference? He ended himself ahead of schedule. Yes, well said. Well said indeed. More lawmakers are now asking on Biden to step aside, and the deluge will continue. It's over, Johnny. It's over. He will not be the candidate. He'll be the nominee for a short period of time, I believe, because they have to do it that way to make the change. But at this point, I'm starting to doubt even that. I just think it's that bad. Ouch. I'm telling you, it is. It's not good. It really is not good. Let me just share a couple things. We will take his press conference live, assuming that he is actually on time at 6:30. But there's just one after another, Democrat after another, coming out and now saying Biden's got to go. It's ugly. But I wanted to mention, you know, Senator Rand Paul, one of my absolute favorite senators, has introduced legislation to provide oversight for gain-of-function research. Funding. Now, I just think we should end gain-of-function research altogether, but the senator will introduce legislation that would provide oversight for gain-of-function research funding by establishing an independent board responsible for reviewing and approving federal funding for high-risk life sciences research. It is titled the Risky Research Review Act, which would specifically create the Life Sciences Research Security Board, an independent entity within the executive branch, which would provide oversight over life sciences research funding across the federal government to protect public health, safety, or national security. There'd be 9 seats on the board. Legislation specifically focused on high-risk life sciences research that could pose a threat to public health, safety, or national security, including gain-of-function research, research involving genetic modification or synthetic creation of a potential pandemic pathogen, and activities involving the collection or surveillance of potential pandemic pathogens. Senator Paul explained that there needs to be oversight outside of the NIH and the HHS, and that this bill would do just that. He also explained how dangerous he believes gain-of-function research to be. He said the pandemic killed about 15 million people worldwide, about 1 million Americans. We believe that the evidence overwhelmingly points toward the pandemic being a leak of dangerous research from a lab in Wuhan. We think this research is ongoing not only in China, but in the United States as well. This research was funded by our NIH, and we think there needs to be more restrictions on taxpayer money going to this type of dangerous research. We think part of the problem is that the oversight has been the NIH policing themselves. But from the get-go, for more than a decade, probably for 15 years, Anthony Fauci has been an advocate of gain-of-function research. There's been a spirited debate, and I would say the scientific community is divided on that, with Anthony Fauci being among the most extreme in not believing there's any danger to this kind of research. But the reaction of smallpox, I'm sorry, but the recreation of smallpox, a recreation of the Spanish flu, the mutation of the avian flu to be transmissible to mammals, all these things are very dangerous, and this bill basically attempts to have better oversight. So there you go. That is something Senator Paul is working on. I would just like to see it ended completely, but nevertheless. So as Biden tries to prove that he's the man for the hour and the man to do the job, he just introduced the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, as Putin. So since I just did not get to a chance to, I can't hear this enough. I really can't hear this enough. Please, let's take another listen, shall we?
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, the confused applause was great. They're like, do we clap for Putin? Do we not clap for Putin? Putin? No? Clap? Yes? No? No? Am I clapping? Because I don't know what to do right now. I tweeted out earlier a comment, and it's caused a lot of controversy. And I want to say, for the record, I want to clarify something. I'm not suggesting George Clooney was a good Batman. I'm just simply saying he was better than Ben Affleck, because I've gotten a lot of grief over this tweet. So the original tweet earlier today was, for the record, Clooney was a way better Batman than Affleck, despite the bat nipples and the fact that that movie is pure and utter garbage. But he's not a hero in real life either. He's Obama's messenger, pure and simple. Obama is pulling the bat nips on this one. And it caused all... I mean, it's a fair analogy, am I right? And a great visual. But it caused all this controversy, as if people thought I was saying he was a good Batman. I'm not saying he was a good Batman. I'm just saying he's better than Ben Affleck. But he's still not good.
Yeah, it's a low bar to clear.
It's a low bar to clear. It's like saying that the this food I stepped on my shoe is better than Domino's pizza. It still doesn't make Domino's pizza good.
By the way, did you see Trump's comments on Clooney?
Is there audio of that, or did he just tweet?
No,
it?
He posted it on Truth Social. Let me pull it up. The start of the post is just unbelievably hilarious.
So let me share this with you. It says the following here. It says, so now fake movie actor George Clooney, who never came close to making a great movie, is getting into the act. He's turned on Crooked Joe like the rats they both are. What does Clooney know about anything? He uses the Democrat talking point that Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, has saved our democracy. No, Crooked Joe was the one who weaponized law enforcement against his political opponent, who created the most devastating inflation in the history of our country, who embarrassed our nation in Afghanistan, and whose crazy open border policy has allowed millions of people to illegally pour into our country, many from prisons and mental institutions. Crooked Joe Biden didn't save our democracy. He brought our democracy to its knees. Clooney should get out of politics and go back to television. Movies never really worked for him. Boom! He was good on ER. A long, long, long time ago is what I think Trump is getting at, because he was a television star before he was a movie star. Yes, Mike Drop says that's another cheap fake, Rich, about Biden calling Zelensky Putin. One more time, because I just can't hear this enough. We may have to play this every 5 minutes.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin.
Do I, Putin? Yes. President Clap. Zelensky. No. Clap. Yes.
No.
Okay.
We got to worry about it.
Yeah, okay. I just clapped for Putin. That's awkward. How many people in the room are thinking that? Like, I just clapped for Putin. Does that make me a Russian operative? Does that make me a Russian stool pigeon? So the White House is banking on this news conference to calm the fears. Matt DeSantis, what's the latest check on the withdrawal watch on Wall Street Journal?
Let's see.
I should mention while you're looking that up, Gavin Newsom, the hair, has vowed not to challenge Kamala Harris with Biden's future in doubt. So this came out earlier today. I don't know if we have the audio of this or not. He spoke to reporters looking smug as ever with his hair perfectly coiffed. He said, as Democrat governor's faith in President Joe Biden's electability fades, Governor Gavin Newsom is jumping to slap down rumors that he might replace the president at the top of the ticket. During a news conference Wednesday at Sacramento Airport, the Democrat governor vowed he would see Biden through in his bid to stay in the White House this November. He said, I think I've had 100 media outlets asking the same question, and I think I've amply answered my support for the president, and the support I saw on the ground was demonstrable. He said he had a big smile on his face, and as usual, he was completely lying and a total BS artist. That progressive Wisconsin radio station has now apologized for altering the transcript of the president based on the request of the White House. That has come out a short time ago as well. So it's a friggin' mess today, no doubt about that. And I should also mention to you yesterday, the bill to ban non-citizens from voting by having states require people show proof of citizenship before they register to vote did pass the House, but only after Democrats stood up there and grandstand in quite the way, even going so far as to say this is a poll tax, this is Jim Crow all over again, and, you know, their usual stuff about how racist it is to ask people to prove that they are, in fact, citizens of the United States of America, which I guess means then that if you ever want to get a passport, then that passport should be free, because they screamed about that fact, too, that you got to pay to get a document. So passport should be free. It's racist to even ask for any identification when you fill out a passport application. And also, too, everything is racist. Basically, that's just that. While we're getting ready for the press conference, Mick Jagger got booed in Canada after praising Justin Trudeau. Now, in fairness, had he done this in Cuba, he would have been hailed as a hero, because Justin Trudeau, of course, is the favorite son of Cuba. I'm not saying, all I said, they just love him in Cuba. He's just huge in Cuba. Don't read anything into that.
I'll allow it. I didn't say anything.
You'll allow it. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's great. Cut 21.
And we love your Mr. Trudeau. I mean, his family's always been such big fans of our family.
We love your Trudeau.
By the way, congratulations on the Canadian soccer team.
Now that made him cheer. That was shameless, Jagger. That was shameless pandering right there, Jagger. Just saying.
Nice save, though.
It was a good save. Smart. Not as good as Biden's save. Well, Putin. What? No, I mean, you're going to beat Putin. You're going to beat him up. That's what I meant. And here's Justin Trudeau going on about how Canadian seniors are living in houses that are too much home for them. From N Wokeness on Twitter, Grandpa who fought in World War II will soon be relocated for able-bodied foreign males. This is little man-child Justin, no relation to Fidel Castro other than the fact that he's his biological father. Trudeau, cut number 20.
One of the things that always comes up for me is the idea that, you know, on housing, you have a whole bunch of older folks who are living in houses that are too much house for them right now, but their connection to neighborhood, to community, means that, no, they don't want to move out to the suburbs or to some different city to be closer to their grandkids. They want to still live in their community's quality of life, and there is no housing that they can afford even to downsize other than staying in their big house. So where you're actually working to increase the amount of you know, apartments or you know, senior assisted living centers in neighborhoods where people currently live in single family homes, you know, that's a piece that you can actually, I don't know that goes directly at the animals challenge here, but it does start to look at the kinds of things that give you a way out that will eventually shift those numbers in a meaningful way.
So it's always great when the government decides you're in a home that's too big for you and then wants to relocate you. Always nice. Thank you, Justin, for embracing the totalitarian dictator that you are by birth, genetically speaking, because your dad was Castro.
No. His father was Pierre Trudeau.
I just did that to make it allegedly. I just did that to make it up to you since you missed me saying that before, clearly. And sorry. I wanted to make sure the censorati got what they needed. So
I caught the tail end of it, but I was away from my mic.
Fair enough. And, of course, now Republicans today showing that they are usual feckless did not vote to hold Merrick Garland in contempt for refusing to release the audio of Biden's interview, which was subpoenaed, of course, by a duly authorized and lawful congressional committee. Four Republicans voted no, and 12 others were not present for the vote. So Garland will continue to stand in the way of Congress's oversight function, and we will not get the HER audio. And I got to wonder why. How bad is that? After everything that's coming out, you got to wonder how bad it is. So a point that was made to me on X a short time ago was you really know things are bad for Biden when the HER audio gets released. It's a great point. It certainly won't get released by Merrick Garland. But that's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariA, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. NJ Diet's going to help you lose weight, real weight. Don't wait for summer to be over before you lose weight. You can lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days' time with NJDiet.com. Reach out to them today at 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to their website at NJDiet.com. There's locations close by you in Princeton, King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, and Cherry Hill. Or live online video consultations at NJDiet.com. You can do this. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. You get the doctor's personal phone number, the doctor's personal email, and they're with you every step of the way. Every step of the way. So reach out to them today. And they'll help. And you can lose the weight before the summer's over. Take your shirt off and feel good about this. NJDiet.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We're waiting for the Biden news conference to begin. I don't know if it's going to actually start at 6:30. Chris Eppolito just sent a tweet that it's now estimated to start at 7. So I don't know if we'll actually get to hear it or not while I'm on the air. But certainly if it happens, we'll bring it to you live. No doubt about that. But I think, you know, a central theme of what I've been saying the last couple of days is that Biden is toast. Biden's done. He will not survive this. He can't survive this. Barack Obama, the Chicago mob boss, has given the word on high that Biden's got to go, and Biden will go. And the tweet that was from Biden's speechwriter where he said you have a choice, you can either be the hero or lose your legacy. You don't lose a legacy by losing an election. You lose a legacy by having everything people thought you were destroyed. And that's what the subtle message is to the Biden people. It's, look, we know what you did with Ukraine. We were there for all of it. We got the goods, and we'll destroy this guy. So get out of the race. Either way, he's not going to be president. He's not going to be president. Either he's going to lose to Trump, because we are going to make sure of it. We'll expose him as the corrupt SOB that he is. Or he's going to get out of the race with dignity, at least, and maybe a little shekels, maybe some money, some little cheddar cheese, you know what I mean? Your choice. You know, your choice. Go out a hero or go out a corrupt crook. Either way, you're not going to be president, so you pick. I think it was very clear that that's the message that was sent from the Chicago mob boss, Barack Obama. And to prove that the Hunter Biden laptop is the reason why I have been saying what I've been saying this entire time, that Joe Biden is not going to be the candidate. He'll be the nominee, most likely, although I'm starting to have my doubts on that, actually. A Democrat congresswoman from Washington State, I believe it is, just came out a short time ago and said not only should Biden not be the nominee, he should resign. Dem Representative, what's her name here, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. First Democrat to call on President Joe Biden to not only drop out of the race, but to resign from office on Thursday, saying, I've spent the past 2 weeks listening to my constituents express their concerns about the president's age and health. Like most people I represent in Southwest Washington, I doubt the president's judgment about his health, his fitness to do the job, and whether he is the one making important decisions about our country, rather than unelected advisors. Americans deserve to feel their president is fit enough to do the job. The crisis of confidence in the president's leadership needs to come to an end. The president should do what he knows is right for the country and put the national interest first. There was a story today where the majority of Americans don't believe Joe Biden is actually calling the shots today. I think they believe somebody else is. And, you know, we've been saying that from day one, that Biden was a puppet. We used to actually, I mean, we have a puppet. We literally have a puppet that we bring to events to prove the point that Biden is just a puppet. I think that puppet is in Matt DeSantis' trunk, actually, as a matter of fact, from the last time we were at the Grand Hotel, or maybe two times ago. So the point I've been making since back in October, ever since David Axelrod came out and said that Biden's got to go after the long Barack Obama weekend, was they got the goods on this guy. They know about his corruption, and they know he can't win a second term if that corruption comes out, and it's going to come out. Here's Catherine Herridge talking about what's at stake here in the trial of Hunter Biden. She talked to Tucker Carlson about this. Take a listen.
Hunter Biden case is having two buckets. The first was the gun charges, and then the second is this tax case. I've always felt the tax case is a much more serious case.
Yes, of course.
And has the greatest legal jeopardy for himself and members of his family. It, I'd encourage people just to look at the indictment, which is in California. And it's my memory is that it's on the first page or the second page. They refer to him as a lobbyist. And that to me is an indicator that the special counsel is exploring whether there were violations of FARA, which is the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And that in simple terms means that if you're working on behalf of the interests of a foreign government, you need to be clear with the U.S. government.
You have to register.
That's right. Yeah. And seated throughout that document is information about his businesses with Ukraine, with China, with others. So to me, it leaves the door open to a superseding indictment. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it certainly, to me, was an indicator or a flag that that was possible.
So, but the tax charges specifically, what do they amount to?
These are felony tax charges. They're pretty significant. And a tax case, the challenge for any defendant is that these are paper-driven cases. They're not really witness-driven cases. What did you attest to when you signed the forms? What did your accountant attest to? And I think one of the important elements in the case is how much of this happened after he was sober, right? Because there's a whole window with the taxes where he's really a heavy user and drug addict. But as he told the Delaware court last year, when the plea deal fell apart, there was a period of time where he became clean. So how many of these alleged bad acts happened during that period versus when he was an addict?
And I think that the big guy, Joe, is implicated in all this. And I think that, you know, the calling it a big boy press conference, which we hope will start soon, is a slap in his face and a reminder, hey, we know what we know. You know, we know. And if you don't get out of this race, the world's going to know. The world will know. All right, listen, I'm going to break a little early just in case they do start the press conference. But Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, this is an amazing time to go see them. Because there is nothing better than the incredible service, luxury experience, and the safety and comfort of driving a beautiful Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. Look, of all the Volvo dealerships in all the land, they are the ones that stand with us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We have got the studio naming rights, and we love that fact very, very much. Now, there's a renovation going on, but to make that up to you, Judith is doubling down on their already aggressive promotions and incentives, so go see them today. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Maybe it's the S-Class made right here at their plant in South Carolina. The S-Class, I drove it for about 6 months. I loved it. What a fast and stylish, beautiful sedan. And it comes in the 60 size or the 90 size. Incredibly safe car and beautiful. Or maybe you want to go SUV. We have two in our family. So we have the XC60, which I just picked up a short time ago at Cherry Hill Volvo. I love the mid-range SUV a lot. But Bridget has the XC90, and that's the third row family car. And if you're thinking about a family car, if you're thinking about a minivan, this is much more attractive, and you'll love the experience of dealing with Cherry Hill Volvo. Either way, it's where relationships matter. They prove that every single day at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, the region's most accessible Volvo dealership, and the only one that stands with us. So I know it's about incentives. I know it's about promotions, and you will find them doubling down on that at Cherry Hill Volvo, because that's what they do. And they pride themselves on generations of loyalty. People come back so many times, decades, to do business with Cherry Hill Volvo because they're so grateful and appreciative of the wonderful customer service. Only at Cherry Hill Volvo where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
This guy, Mike Quigley, this congressman, Mike Quigley, came out and said today, you're going to hear more people call on Biden to get out. He said the following. He said, tonight's presser can make things worse, but not better. The cake is baked. Also says the crosstabs he has seen on polling are trending the wrong way for Democrats. We haven't had a good day since the debate. The debate was so disastrous, not just for Biden, but for Democrats down ballot as well. I mean, it was horrific. It was horrific. And they're still just feeling the effects of the debate. And look, I mean, Trump, to his credit, he's been running a great campaign. And he's been saying all the right things. And I want to play a clip for you. This is Umar Johnson, who was on the Breakfast Club, Dr. Umar Johnson. And he was talking about how Democrats are importing illegals because they know they're losing the black vote. And the Breakfast Club, hosted by Charlemagne the God, I thought what this guy says here is excellent. And, you know, that show has been, I think, correctly critical of Joe Biden. And you see the way that the black vote is going in Trump's direction. Now, you're going to continue to see that. And the illegal immigration problem is a big part of this. And he breaks down why exactly that is. Cut 19.
Bottom line is, when Joe Biden got elected, mm-hmm. he said he wanted to fast track 4 million undocumented residents to full citizenship. Black people completely ignored it. Mm-hmm. I spoke on it. I said, do you know why he want to fast track 4 million? Because he know he not going to do nothing for us. We ain't going to be motivated to vote for him November. So what he's going to do is have these migrants already set up with citizenship so they can replace the black vote that he loses. The migrants are being put in our communities on purpose, New York and Chicago on purpose, because they are what? The two blackest cities in America. They're the two largest cities in America. They're the two most politically conscious black communities in America. So if we can wash out the black with the brown in New York, if we can wash out the black with the brown in Chicago, Philly don't stand a chance.
There you go. Dem Representative Adam Smith says President Biden should step aside. He's not capable of delivering the message. Cut 14.
Well, look, I think he should step aside. I think it's become clear that he's not the best person to carry the Democratic message. And here's the thing. We have an incredibly strong message and record to run on. And in all, you know, respect to the president, he's done a great job. Okay. When you look at where the economy was when he came in, how our economy dealt with COVID so much better than any other economy in the world. The progress that we're making, the unemployment rate, you know, stock market. Look, there's a lot of work left to do.
The lesser Adam Smith. Well done, Matt DeSantis. Well done.
But we've made progress in that, too. That the lowest black unemployment, black
poverty. Oh, shut up, lesser. That's enough of him. He's boring. The lesser Adam Smith. Well done. Well played.
I like the one that wrote The Wealth of Nations.
Yeah, that guy was better. What's the latest on the withdrawal count on the Wall Street Journal? Have you checked it lately?
Yeah, so Chris Eppolito was beating the Wall Street Journal to the punch. They just recently added Greg Stanton. They also added Ed Case, which I don't believe he was on there when we checked earlier in the show. So the total count, Senate and House, is at 14.
With, okay.
58 supporting Biden. So it's 14 against, 58 supporting, and 11 have expressed concern.
Expressed concern. Is that how they're putting it?
Yeah, that's Jerry Nadler. That's your John Testers, your Nancy Pelosi's. Michael Bennett's on there. Bennett said he couldn't win, so maybe you can move him into the step down category.
Well, just to remind everybody what Bennett said, I know we played it earlier, but it's worth replaying right now, from CNN with Caitlin Collins, Cut 13.
Dana Bash reported that you, Senator John Tester, and Senator Sherrod Brown all said during that lunch that you don't think President Biden can win in 2024. Is that true?
Well, it's true that I said that, and I did say that behind closed doors, and you guys and others asked whether I had said it, and that is what I said. So I figured I should come here and say it publicly.
Why do you think he can't win in November?
I just think this race is on a trajectory that is very worrisome if you care about the future of this country. Joe Biden was 9 points up at this time, the last time he was running. Hillary Clinton was 5 points up. This is the first time in more than 20 years that a Republican president has been up in this part of the campaign. Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House.
Not good. But then again, there's little Chris Coons. Chris Coons from Delaware, Obama's state. I'm assuming Obama's state, Biden's state. Chris Coons. They are setting up the podium right now, but and they're fluffing the flags. They have a flag fluffer. I'm just going to be clean right now.
Good. Okay. My hand is just hovering over the dump button.
Yeah, I'm just going to. Well, you fluff it by there's a hanger actually right behind it, and that's what you use, just classic wire hanger, and then you fluff it, and it gets it stands straight up. Well, no, I'm saying it goes right straight up and looks nice and big and winds up. So anyway, Chris Coons excused Biden's obvious cognitive decline, but the best is his reason here for his excuse for Biden's debate performance. Cut one.
What are you telling him about what you're hearing from your fellow senators?
That a lot of my colleagues have expressed concerns that they needed to see him go out and campaign, do a long form interview, do an unstructured press conference. But I have said to my colleagues, remember who Joe Biden is. We can't set a bar so high that who Joe Biden's been for 30 years can't clear it. He's always had a slight stutter.
A stutter? A stutter. That's not what nobody talked about his stutter. No, not one person brought up Joe Biden's stutter at the debate. I don't think he stuttered, actually. I don't even think there was one stutter. Nobody is talking about Joe Biden's stutter today. If they were, I'd be the first one to go out there and say stutters should not be an issue when you're talking about the presidency of the United States of America. To all the millions of Americans who have stutters, I apologize to you on behalf of Chris Coons. No one is talking about Biden's slight stutter. Remember the fact that he's lost his friggin' mind. All right, it's a big difference. Stutter and dementia. They're not the same. Stutter, dementia, Alzheimer's. One of these things is not like the other, okay? Yes, there you go. Now, as we're waiting for the president to maybe come out tonight, I don't know if he's going to come out or not. One of the people waiting in the wings is Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, Whitmer is a tyrant. She was a tyrant during COVID. But she's out there hoping that maybe they'll pick her. Pick me. Gavin Newsom's doing the same thing right now. So, interestingly enough, as she defends Biden, she's also sort of clarifying a little bit about it. And turns out she didn't watch the whole debate. Kind of like what Fetterman wound up coming out and saying, he didn't watch the whole debate. Cut six.
For the people who don't know, you're a national co-chair of the Biden campaign. And the debate is still what, you know, everybody is talking about.
What debate?
Did you not get a chance to catch it? Did you not? Did you watch the debate?
I've seen clips of the debate.
You didn't watch the debate?
I was actually out on the West Coast with a couple of my colleagues.
And they don't have TV out there. I forgot. They don't have television in California. Yeah, exactly.
It's true. Yeah.
What was your reaction? Were you just like, you know what, stay the course, doesn't matter, full speed ahead, Joe, or did you give you pause at all?
I like your tie.
Ha ha! Get it? She's not going to answer. That's funny. Wow. I love that spontaneous humor.
That's how it's going to be. Okay. After the debate, 41% of Democrats worry about the president's cognitive abilities. Should the Democrats consider someone else? Which is not a crazy question. I mean, even George Clooney today name-checked you in his editorial in the New York Times that you would be an excellent option. It's got to be a little flattering, right?
He name-checked me and a handful of other folks. And
sure,
the good news is...
But they're not here tonight.
That's right. So who cares about that?
Exactly.
I think that the debate rattled a lot of people, right? It was a lousy performance.
It was a lousy performance. How about when Joe Biden introduced the president of Ukraine as the president of Putin, president of Russia, Vladimir Putin? I want to hear it one more time. I've only played it 10 times this hour. So one more time, please, Matt DeSantis.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
President Putin.
You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are.
Yeah, that'll do a lot, I think, to reassure everybody that he's up to the job. No doubt about it. He's up to the job and he can do the job with. It's over. It's so over. Oh, man. Again, I'm not happy about this because I really want Trump to win and I know he can beat Joe Biden. And I don't know what I don't know. But damn, I mean, it's going to feel good when I'm finally proven right to all the naysayers out there who are doubting me or have been doubting me since October when I first said that Joe Biden was not going to be the candidate in November. I know we got to take a break soon, right? We got to turn it over to Mark Levin, right?
Yeah, we're almost done. You got about 90 seconds to play with.
That's not going to be enough time.
Yeah, don't tackle anything too deep.
Yeah, I was going to get into that bad op-ed from the Washington Post, expand the Supreme Court and weaken it, but I don't think I'll have time for that. So instead, what I'll do is I'll just one more time, play Joe Biden introducing
and now
Zelensky.
I'll hand over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
President Putin. He's a big President Putin.
President Putin, what am I? Who am I? Good night, everybody. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. All right, well, that's the show. I'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm filling in again for Dana Loesch tomorrow, 12 to 3 on her national show, if you want to stop on by. If not, that's okay, too. I'll be with you from 3 to 7 tomorrow on a Friday. Yes, I will be here. In the meantime, I'm bummed the press conference didn't happen during the show, but I'm sure we'll have lots of reaction tomorrow. Just remember one thing, and that this is very important to remember. Barack Obama is calling the shots here. And anyone who was on the fence after hearing Joe Biden introduce Zelensky as Putin just jumped off the fence and literally jumped off the fence to their death. And some people are actually trying to jump onto the fence and impale themselves. That's how bad it's gotten for the Democrats. Have a great rest of your night tonight. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Keep the conversation going on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the Odyssey app.
This guy, Mike Quigley, this congressman, Mike Quigley, came out and said today, you're going to hear more people call on Biden to get out. He said the following. He said, tonight's presser can make things worse, but not better. The cake is baked. Also says the crosstabs he has seen on polling are trending the wrong way for Democrats. We haven't had a good day since the debate. The debate was so disastrous, not just for Biden, but for Democrats down ballot as well. I mean, it was horrific. It was horrific. And they're still just feeling the effects of the debate. And look, I mean, Trump, to his credit, he's been running a great campaign and he's been saying all the right things. And I want to play a clip for you. This is Umar Johnson, who is who was on the Breakfast Club, Dr. Umar Johnson. And he was talking about how Democrats are importing illegals because they know they're losing the black vote. And the Breakfast Club, hosted by Charlemagne the God, I thought what this guy says here is excellent. And, you know, that show has been, I think, correctly critical of Joe Biden. And you see the way that the black vote is going in Trump's direction. Now, you're going to continue to see that. And the illegal immigration problem is a big part of this. And he breaks down why exactly that is. Cut 19.
Bottom line is, when Joe Biden got elected, mm-hmm. he said he wanted to fast track 4 million undocumented residents to full citizenship. Black people completely ignored it. Mm-hmm. I spoke on it. I said, do you know why he want to fast track 4 million? Because he know he not going to do nothing for us. We ain't going to be motivated to vote for him in November. So what he's going to do is have these migrants already set up with citizenship so they can replace the black vote that he loses. The migrants are being put in our communities on purpose, New York and Chicago on purpose, because they are what? The two blackest cities in America. They're the two largest cities in America. They're the two most politically conscious black communities in America. So if we can wash out the black with the brown in New York, if we can wash out the black with the brown in Chicago, Philly don't stand a chance.
There you go. Dem Representative Adam Smith says President Biden should step aside. He's not capable of delivering the message. Cut 14.
Well, look, I think he should step aside. I think it's become clear that he's not the best person to carry the Democratic message. And here's the thing. We have an incredibly strong message and record to run on. And in all respect to the president, he's done a great job. OK, when you look at where the economy was when he came in, how our economy dealt with COVID so much better than any other economy in the world, the progress that we're making, the unemployment rate, you know, stock market. Look, there's a lot of work left to do.
The lesser Adam Smith. Well done, Matt DeSantis. Well done.
But we've made progress in that, too. That the lowest black unemployment, black.
Oh, shut up, lesser. That's enough of him. He's boring. the lesser Adam Smith. Well done. Well played.
I like the one that wrote The Wealth of Nations.
Yeah, that guy was better. What's the latest on the withdrawal count on the Wall Street Journal? Have you checked it lately?
Yeah, so Chris Eppolito was beating the Wall Street Journal to the punch. They just recently added Greg Stanton. They also added Ed Case, which I don't believe he was on there when we checked earlier in the show. So the total count, Senate and House, is at 14.
With, okay.
58 supporting Biden. So it's 14 against, 58 supporting, and 11 have expressed concern.
Mm-hmm. Expressed concern. Is that how they're putting it?
Yeah, that's Jerry Nadler. That's your John Testers, your Nancy Pelosi's. Michael Bennett's on there. Bennett said he couldn't win, so maybe you can move him into the step down category.
Well, just to remind everybody what Bennett said, I know we played it earlier, but it's worth replaying right now, from CNN with Caitlin Collins, Cut 13.
Dana Bash reported that you, Senator John Tester, and Senator Sherrod Brown all said during that lunch that you don't think President Biden can win in 2024. Is that true?
Well, it's true that I said that, and I did say that behind closed doors, and you guys and others asked whether I had said it, and that is what I said. So I figured I should come here and say it publicly.
Why do you think he can't win in November?
I just think this race is on a trajectory that is very worrisome if you care about the future of this country. Joe Biden was 9 points up at this time, the last time he was running. Hillary Clinton was 5 points up. This is the first time in more than 20 years that a Republican president has been up in this part of the campaign. Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House.
Not good. But then again, there's little Chris Coons. Chris Coons from Delaware, Obama's state. I'm assuming Obama's state, Biden's state. Chris Coons. They are setting up the podium right now, but and they're fluffing the flags. They have a flag fluffer. I'm just going to be clean right now.
Good. Okay. My hand is just hovering over the dump button.
Yeah, I'm just going to. Well, you fluff it by there's a hanger actually right behind it, and that's what you use, just classic wire hanger, and then you fluff it, and it gets it stands straight up. Well, no, I'm saying it goes right straight up and looks nice and big and winds up. So anyway, Chris Coons excuse Biden's obvious cognitive decline, but the best is his reason here for his excuse for Biden's debate performance. Cut one.
What are you telling him about what you're hearing from your fellow senators?
That a lot of my colleagues have expressed concerns that they needed to see him go out and campaign, do a long form interview, do an unstructured press conference. But I have said to my colleagues, remember who Joe Biden is. We can't set a bar so high that who Joe Biden's been for 30 years can't clear it. He's always had a slight stutter.
A stutter? A stutter. That's not what nobody talked about his stutter. No, not one person brought up Joe Biden's stutter at the debate. I don't think he stuttered, actually. I don't even think there was one stutter. Nobody is talking about Joe Biden's stutter today. If they were, I'd be the first one to go out there and say stutters should not be an issue when you're talking about the presidency of the United States of America. To all the millions of Americans who have stutters, I apologize to you on behalf of Chris Coons. No one is talking about Biden's slight stutter. Remember the fact that he's lost his friggin' mind. All right, it's a big difference. Stutter and dementia. They're not the same. Stutter, dementia, Alzheimer's. One of these things is not like the other, okay? Yes, there you go. Now, as we're waiting for the president to maybe come out tonight, I don't know if he's going to come out or not, one of the people waiting in the wings is Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, Whitmer is a tyrant. She was a tyrant during COVID. But she's out there hoping that maybe they'll pick her. Pick me, pick me. Gavin Newsom's doing the same thing right now. So interestingly enough, as she defends Biden, she's also sort of clarifying a little bit about it. And turns out she didn't watch the whole debate, kind of like with Fetterman wound up coming out and saying he didn't watch the whole debate. Cut six.
For the people who don't know, you're a national co-chair
of the Biden campaign. And the debate is still what, you know, everybody is talking about.
What debate?
Did you not get a chance to catch it? Did you not? Did you watch the debate?
I've seen clips of the debate.
You didn't watch the debate?
I was actually out on the West Coast with a couple of my colleagues.
And they don't have TV out there. I forgot. They don't have television in California. Yeah, exactly.
It's true. Yeah.
What was your reaction? Were you just like, you know what, stay the course, doesn't matter, full speed ahead, Joe, or did you give you pause at all?
I like your tie.
Ha-ha, get it? She's not going to answer. Ah, that's funny. That's funny. Wow. I love that spontaneous humor.
I did.
So that's how it's going to be. Okay. After the debate, 41% of Democrats worry about the president's cognitive abilities. Should the Democrats consider someone else? Which is not a crazy question. I mean, even George Clooney today name-checked you in his editorial in the New York Times that you would be an excellent option. It's got to be a little flattering, right?
He name-checked me and a handful of other folks. And
sure,
the good news is,
but they're not here tonight.
That's right. So who cares about that?
Exactly.
No, you know, I think that the debate rattled a lot of people, right? It was a lousy performance.
Uh-huh. It was a lousy performance. How about when Joe Biden introduced the president of Ukraine as the president of Putin, president of Russia, Vladimir Putin? I want to hear it one more time. I've only played it 10 times this hour. So one more time, please, Matt DeSantis.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are.
Yeah, that'll do a lot, I think, to reassure everybody, that that he's up to the job. No doubt about it. He's up to the job and he can do the job with. Yeah, it's over. It's so over. Oh, man. Oh, man. Again, I'm not happy about this because I really want Trump to win and I know he can beat Joe Biden. And I don't know what I don't know. But damn, I mean, it's going to feel good when I'm finally proven right to all the naysayers out there who are doubting me or have been doubting me since October when I first said that Joe Biden was not going to be the candidate in November. I know we got to take a break soon, right? We got to turn it over to Mark Levin, right?
Yeah, we're almost done. You got about 90 seconds to play with.
That's not going to be enough time.
Yeah, don't tackle anything too deep.
Yeah, I was going to get into that bad op-ed from the Washington Post, expand the Supreme Court and weaken it, but I don't think I'll have time for that. So instead, what I'll do is I'll just one more time. Play Joe Biden introducing Zelensky.
Hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin.
President Putin. What am I? Who am I? Good night, everybody. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. All right. Well, that's the show. I'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm filling in again for Dana Loesch tomorrow, 12 to 3 on her national show. If you want to stop on by, if not, that's okay, too. I'll be with you from 3 to 7 tomorrow on a Friday. Yes, I will be here. In the meantime, I'm bummed the press conference didn't happen during the show, but I'm sure we'll have lots of reaction tomorrow. Just remember one thing, and that this is very important to remember. Barack Obama is calling the shots here. And anyone who is on the fence after hearing Joe Biden introduce Zelensky as Putin just jumped off the fence and literally jumped off the fence to their death. And some people are actually trying to jump onto the fence and impale themselves. That's how bad it's gotten for the Democrats. Have a great rest of your night tonight. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Keep the conversation going on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you
you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.